Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. My guest today, high school sophomore Evan Z, cares deeply about making the streets of his community safer for everyone, drivers, walkers, and bicycle riders. He started Next Gen Community Builders, an organization dedicated to empowering youth through traffic and transportation safety programs. Evan is involved in the highest levels of his town's government and has been recognized with the Community Achiever Award, recognizing his dedication to civic engagement and youth leadership. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Evan. He is going to tell us all about this wonderful work he does with Next Gen Community Builders. Hey, Evan, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for having me on.
It's such a pleasure. So why don't you start off, tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, where you go to school, what grade you're in, all that good stuff, and then tell us everything about Next Gen Community Builders. What does it do? What's it all about?
So hi, everyone. My name's Evan. I'm currently in the 10th grade. I go to Washtenaw International High School in Michigan, and I'm the founder of Next Gen Community Builders. And we're basically a youth-led organization focused. We're currently focused on traffic safety as well as community engagement. So really, I got started out with NextGen because I participated in a competition called the National Civics Bee, which my teacher recommended to me. And it was a competition about bringing issues that you're passionate about in the community and learning about how the government is involved with the issue and how you can work with the community to improve upon it. And basically, I advanced to the state competition and I won. I was able to represent Michigan at the National Championship, which was absolutely wonderful. And I had a great time. And I didn't want to just stop, obviously, at the National Civics Bee, because I wanted to bring my impact to the community, make sure that I can maximize the output that I'm able to do. And I first started with trying to really understand about the issue. And I tried to connect with many local partners. One of our most important partners was SEMCOG, and how we can interact with different organizations to help. And so far, we've been going for 2 years now. We got founded in 2024, and we've been really successful. We've engaged over 2,000 residents. We've reached over 20,000 residents. We've distributed 1,000 safety materials and collected over 500 pledges. And overall, the outreach has been absolutely fantastic, and we're really looking forward to building upon it in the future.
That's amazing. So tell us more specifically, traffic safety, and you said engaging with the community. What does that look like? Are you helping people to be more aware of crosswalks and all that stuff? So what is it exactly working on?
Yeah, so when I started out with the Civics Bee, the main thing I was focusing on was pedestrian safety. As we know, like, okay, I'm driving right now. Everyone in my high school getting ready to drive, and obviously everyone's like, oh, scared about driving. And one of the things that a lot of, like, pedestrians are worried about is obviously these new drivers and how there's a lack of education about how the proper practices do when crossing the road, when you know you're driving and make sure to stop at every intersection, and how we, our main goal is to educate and try to give materials that help and make it easier for residents to navigate the streets. So our main mode of outreach so far has been at events, and so far we've been at many, many local events in my community, and we usually have safety materials laid out on the table. We have wristbands, we have lights, as well as like safety pamphlets, and like when people come by the stand, we usually give them one of each of the materials, as well as give them a talking lesson. And as well, we've started to incorporate interactive activities. Like one of the most popular things is that we have a roundabout, and I know roundabouts are kind of confusing. And we have these toy cars, and we show people how to navigate the roundabout. And it's like even the kids who don't even drive yet, they're interested. And I mean, it's a head start, I mean, trying to understand. As well as we also have a specific focus on elderly residents. As you know, you've been driving for a while, you think you know the lay of the road, but then suddenly sometimes you forget, and it's important to remind and keep building upon good habits to make sure you're keeping everyone safe.
Absolutely. So is it, do you feel like it's geared more towards the people who are driving the vehicles, or are you also educating pedestrians? Because I do think, I live here in Manhattan, as you can imagine, we actually have a fair number of pedestrians who are killed every year by in crosswalks. They are jaywalking, which is not crossing at the light, right? And not crossing with the light. So I do think that pedestrians sometimes, and pedestrians have the right of way, right? That's always true.
Yes.
But the fact is, if people are going fast or if they're turning and they have the right to turn and someone walks into the crosswalk, it's a tragedy that is, it is avoidable. So do you typically talk mostly to drivers, or are you talking to people for walking as well?
Yeah, we really try to cater to all audiences. We have pamphlets relating to driving, walking, and biking. And I think it's really important to engage all the aspects because, you know, it's all happening at the same time. It's important to educate, like, if I'm looking at a driver, I want to educate them about driving and walking and biking. It doesn't matter that their main thing is obviously driving, or sometimes they bike to work. We want to make sure that they're educated about all three main avenues, about how we can make sure that the streets are safer and how we can increase traffic safety in our communities.
Absolutely. I mean, just the fact that you're raising this and drawing attention to it, I think people get so, you mentioned, you know, someone who's been driving for a very long time. I've probably been driving for 40 years or something. You know, you sort of get lazy a little bit in understanding the traffic rules, and you think that you're, of course, you're a very good driver. You've been driving for a really long time. But I think we have to remember this is it's kind of a lethal weapon that we are operating, and we could hurt someone accidentally because they walk in front of the car, or a ball goes in front of the car and a child runs out very quickly, or someone is riding their bike and they lose their balance or something. It is a dangerous proposition every time you get behind the wheel and every time you walk in the street and cross the street. So what do you think the impact of this has been? Have you seen anything kind of come to fruition here in terms of the people that you've touched, any stories that you've heard? Like, how has this evolved for you?
Yeah, when I'm at each event, I hear tons of stories about how important, obviously, traffic safety is to them and how there needs to be more awareness. And when we distribute our materials, sometimes I walk in, I see some of our materials out there. I'm like, yes, let's go.
Right.
And I've also been trying to expand. Like, you know, we're trying to reach as many areas as possible. We've been currently focusing on underserved communities. As we know, like, in underserved communities, there are often dark street lights that are typically well lighted. And sometimes we need to make sure that there's policy changes for more lighting there and more better sidewalks. So I'm currently a member of the Canton Transportation Safety Board, and we're currently working on trying to revamp the whole traffic safety plan of how my township Canton works. And so far, one of our past advocacy is that we managed to support Canton Township in awarding $908,626 in federal transportation alternative program funding for sidewalks. And I think that's a huge accomplishment for us and the township. And we're so proud that we're able to get this, improve our sidewalks, and overall help pedestrian safety.
That's amazing. And wow, to be able to say that you got some federal funding for something, especially in these times when there are so many cuts, I'm so impressed. And it's amazing that as a 10th grader, that you're a part of the transportation safety group in your town. Tell me how that happened. Were you able to raise your hand and say, I want to be a part of this? I mean, you're a young person, and I'm really impressed that they took you seriously and the work that you're doing and your organization is doing, and they invited you to have a seat at that table. Tell me how that came to be.
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons we were able to get so much impact, and I give this advice to anyone I meet if they want to make change in their community, is reach out. There's so many people out there that want to help, that have the resources, and it's just great if you can talk to them, learn about their position, how their current work interacts with yours, how you can collaborate, because collaboration, teamwork, it's beautiful. It just helps everyone, and overall, like, when I came up to the people, the township supervisor, the board of trustees, and I said, I would like to be interested in this. I'm really passionate about this issue. And I presented them with my work and how we can possibly support. They were really open to the idea. So if there's any young people out there, you know, if you're really passionate about something, go out, go talk to your local officials, talk to organizations. They can help so much.
Absolutely. And you were, again, you were excited about it, passionate about it. You've been doing this work. You're educating people in the community and on a voluntary basis. Like, why wouldn't they invite you to be at the seat, to have a seat at the table? That is really wonderful. Do you think this is in your future, sort of working in a municipal capacity or doing civic engagement? It really just seems like, you know, you could run for political office.
Yeah, I've always been interested in civic engagement and how I can help my community. Currently, you know, my college, it's far away. My career is far away from me, but I mean, I'm thinking all about it. I really, I'm still thinking about it. And one of my main, obviously, like, main goals of life is to continually impact my community throughout my life. No matter if I leave Michigan, leave my community, go somewhere else, maybe move to another country, I want to keep, even if it's on a different issue, keep having the same level of engagement, the same level of teamwork in order to, like, help other people.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful, Evan. And you're so right. You know, this work, it's up to all of us as a community to make sure that people are safe and people are fed and people have homes and all of us working together, right? If we're all only focused on ourselves, then the whole fiber of the community kind of falls apart. So I really love that this is something that spoke to you and that you're out there doing the work and the fact that that adults are welcoming you and your fellow students to the table to be a part of this conversation is just really, really wonderful. Have you encountered any challenges in this work? Anything you were surprised by? Any doors that shut in your face that you were frustrated by? Can you tell us anything like that?
Yeah, sometimes when obviously I'm working, the progress, you know, it might be slow. And in the beginning, it was kind of slow. We were trying to reach out. We were just starting out. And obviously, change doesn't happen quickly. Change takes a long time. You need to build up the foundation. Make sure you have a solid foundation in order to keep building from there. And one of the main things we focused on was being prepared and, like, consistent. As, like, we made sure to collect real feedback, make sure to organize our ideas clearly, and make sure that we're bringing meaningful info into the conversations, as well as taking time to learn how the process works. Obviously, I'm high school right now. I wouldn't know everything about this issue. And it's important to obviously do your research, look into it more, as well as talk to experts. I've talked to many different people, see how, like, their work is currently going on and how I can possibly help in that. And it's really, leadership to me isn't just about, like, be having an idea, but, like, building a trust, staying consistent, and, like, working with others to make sure your idea comes to fruition.
That's amazing. And that you're absolutely right. You have to learn. You have to be clear and focused and serious about this, right? If you want people to take you seriously, then you need to take the work seriously yourself. I see a great future for you in urban planning or in politics. I mean, we really need you and other big-hearted people who care about these things, not just about whether something is going to make money or something is going to be able to be built in a certain place, but that it's going to keep the people safe who use your streets and who are your neighbors, right? And I love the fact that you give out these materials and you set up these tables, because as you pointed out, every single person is either driving or walking or pushing a stroller or riding a bike or a skateboard. We all have to care about each other to keep each other safe. Well, Evan, this is really beautiful work. Can you tell everybody where they could learn more, if you have a website, social media handle, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you guys can learn more about our work at gonextgen.org, and we have Instagram and Facebook, and both the handles are Next Gen Community Builders, and that's it.
Amazing. Evan, thank you so much for telling us this story. I'm just wishing you the best of luck. I see a really bright future for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.